Mm. How'd you sleep? Yeah, yeah, me too.
Nice today.
You excited? Glad to hear it. No second thoughts, right?
Right then.
Oh, no, me neither. I'm excited. If you're still in, then I'm in too. Fantastic. But I want to talk to you either way. Just one last time before we finally do it. I just don't want to leave a single doubt in your mind about what's going to happen today. I just want to make sure we're both on the same page about everything. First of all, I love you. I love you so, so much. I need you to know that I want to do this with you, okay? I want to cuck you. Cucking you is the point of today. I don't just want to get fucked by a guy with a big dick. Well, I mean, I kind of want that too, you know? But that's not all. I want to do it while we're together. I want to be a slut, but I don't want to be a slut alone. I want to be a slut for other guys while I'm with you. I want no secret between us. I want to suck and ride his big cock while you're fully aware that's what I'm doing. I want to cock you and I want you to get off on it. I want to deny you my pussy and give it to him. But I need you on this 100% or else I'm just not gonna do it, okay? I want him to own my pussy, but you will always own my heart. Do you understand, my love? Okay, great. Now I'm really ready. Oh, I'm so excited. Soon he's gonna be here and he's gonna fuck my brains out with his giant cock of his in his very bed that we're in right now. Does that get you excited, baby? He's gonna be here, pounding me into this mattress. But you're not gonna be here, are you? No, you're not. You're gonna be at work like a good boy. I hope you don't get too distracted thinking of all of the naughty things that stud with his big cock is doing to your wife. And don't you dare go jerk off in the bathroom while you're at work. I'll let you do that tonight while we're back here, while I'm whispering all of the juicy details of our fuck session in your ear. I don't even need to look. I know you're so fucking hard right now. Okay. I think you best get going, baby. You need to get to work, and I need to get myself ready for him. Alright? I love you so much. See you tonight, my little cock. Oh, hi, baby! So, how was work? Oh, calm down. I'm just teasing. Come on, we can eat later. I won't make you wait any longer. Let's go to bed and I'll let you jerk off, okay? That's it. Just get comfy and get your cute little cock out, okay? Oh, you must be dying to stroke. It's okay, baby. You have my permission. Just close your eyes and let me paint the picture for you. God, I don't even know where to begin. It was everything I wanted. He was such a fucking stud. His cock was even bigger than I expected. The pics didn't do it justice. But I'm getting ahead of myself. First, we just had a drink and talked. I told him what a great husband you are, but that your dick is just too small for me and that's just not good enough. And how you agreed that I need to find a man with a really big cock that can satisfy me. He was very understanding. Oh, baby, slow down. You're gonna come before I get to the best part. That's it. Nice and slow. If you can't hold it anymore, just stop for a bit. I'll tell you when to come. So, I told him about your little problem, and he said he's happy to help you out and take care of me. Just talking about it made me so wet. My panties were soaked before he even touched me. We started making out right where you're laying right now. God, it was such a rush being kissed by another man after all these years. His arms around me, his hands all over me, grabbing my ass and squeezing my tits. I could feel his bulge getting bigger and harder, grinding against me. You know I usually love my foreplay, but I just couldn't control myself. He just came out and I told him I wanted to suck his cock. I just asked him and he told me I could get it out. Oh baby, I was so hungry for his cock. So hungry. My hands were shaking. I could barely undo his belt, but when I finally got it out, oh my god, he's just so fucking big, so much bigger than you, like this much bigger and so much thicker. And when I saw it and wrapped my hands around it, something in my brain just snapped. I felt this wave of desire go through my whole body. I needed his cock in my mouth. He could have made me do anything he wanted in exchange for a taste of his cock, but he just let me have it. He let me suck it and I completely lost myself, baby. There you go. Keep jerking your cute little dick. Keep jerking it while I kiss you. You don't mind if I kiss you after I had his cock in my mouth, right? Good boy. I knew you wouldn't. Just picture me licking up and down his whole length. God, he tasted so incredible, baby. It made me want to take him all the way down my throat. But I barely got it halfway in before I gagged, but I wanted to take it all so badly that I kept trying. I gagged myself on his cock over and over again until I had tears streaming down my face. He told me not to stress it. And that he let me practice. Until I can take him all the way down my throat. Isn't that generous of him, baby? And don't worry. I'm gonna keep trying until I can take his whole length. That's it. Keep going, my little cock. Jerk your little dick while you picture me with his big cock in my mouth. Sucking it and bobbing my head up and down. Up and down right here while you were at work like a good boy. Were you a good boy today? Were you nice and productive at work while I was sucking his dick in our bed? Good boy. You are so well behaved. He knew your place. I know you're so excited that I'm finally getting the cock that I need, but try not to let it distract you too much. I want you to stay focused on your work while I suck and ride his cock. Can you? Good boy. Good boy. You're such a good boy. You're such a good boy. God. With him in my mouth, I completely lost track of time. I could have kept sucking him forever if he didn't stop me. And he pulled his cock out of my mouth and I knew what he wanted. So I remove my soaking wet panties, slide them off, and spread my legs wide for him. There's a good boy. Keep jerking like a good cock. God. My heart was beating so fast, knowing I was about to get the big cock I've been missing so badly since we got together. Really, picture it, my love. Picture me with my legs spread wide for him and ready to be taken. My pussy dripping wet. Him on top of me, slowly parting my lips with the head of his cock. I gasped when he started stretching me out with his girth. For the first time, I felt that void being filled that only a cock like his can fill. Good boy, keep jerking off, keep jerking it, baby. He buried the whole length of his cock in my soaking wet pussy, and he didn't fuck me right away. First, he just told me to look at him and feel it. Just to lick him in the eye and feel every inch of his cock inside of me. And he said to tell you that he owns my pussy now. I said, yes, I will. Then he started fucking me. Oh my God, baby. For the first few seconds, I was speechless. I couldn't even moan. Being fucked by him was so overwhelming. All you could hear was him thrusting his giant cock into my wet pussy and his balls slapping against me. I just lost my mind. All I could think of was to beg for more. I beg him to keep fucking me, baby. To use my pussy. Because he owns it now. It's his alone to do with what he wants. Because I'm his slut. And he did, baby. He used me like a slut. Just like I wanted it. He stretched me out and I creamed all over his thick shaft. And I came on his cock. I don't even know how many times. Being impaled by his fat cock was just too much. I'm pretty sure the neighbor heard me scream, but he's just ignored it and he kept fucking me. He used me like his fuck toy. He just kept using my pussy and paid no attention when I came. He just kept the pace like an unstoppable fucking machine and I took it. And I came so much, baby. I came so much. I came so much. It felt so good to not have to think. To finally be able to give my pussy to a man who had the cock that I deserve. To just keep my legs spread for him and to take every inches of his monster cock. I need him, baby. He knows how I need to be fucked. He has the cock I need and he knows how to use it. Don't get me wrong, your little dick is cute and you look so adorable stroking it. But seeing your cute little cock just makes me want to cuddle you. Only seeing his monster cock makes me want to suck and fuck and be fucked like I deserved. I think it's for the best if you just jerk off from now on and leave fucking me up to him, don't you agree? Aw, you're such a good boy. I knew you'd understand. Now that I know what a real cock feels like, I just can't go back to your little dick. You understand that, right? Good boy. I knew you would. You're such a good boy. I'm so lucky to have such a loving and understanding husband. A husband who can accept that he needs help from other men who can satisfy his wife. Help from well-hung studs who can fuck his wife the way she needs it. I know you love me. Because my happiness is what's most important to you. Because you accept that your dick is just too small for me. But there are so many men with big dicks who are willing to take over for you. And you let them fuck me because you're a good boy. And he did, baby. He fucked me so good. I lost count of how many times I came on his thick monster cock. I took him any way he wanted to fuck me. I took him with my legs spread wide and he fucked me into the mattress. I rode his cock until my juices were running down onto the sheets. I took him from behind like a real slut. He fucked my brains out clean. Aw, you're so close now, baby. Don't worry, I'll let you come. But I want you to come when he comes. And you know where he came, right? He owns my pussy so he can do what he wants with it. By the time he came, I was just so fucking cock drunk. Just messy little puddle. Still offering myself to him, still taking it like a good slut. Jerk faster now, baby. I could feel his cock start throbbing inside of me and I begged for his cum. I want his cum so bad. And I begged him, please, give me your cum. Please, I want your cum. Are you ready, baby? Please. Picture his huge cock going in and out of my pussy, covered in my juices, pulsing inside of me, him using me like his fuck slut, a human fleshlight. You're such a good husband for letting this happen. He was almost there. He fucked me faster and faster and faster. He shoved this cock one last time, balls deep inside of me, and he came. Now come, baby. Come like he came in me. Come to me getting cream pied by him. Come on your hands like he came balls deep in my pussy. Blow your load. That's it. Oh, fuck. Good boy. You're such a good boy. There you go. There you go. There you go. Good boy. Well done, baby. Oh my God, that was intense, isn't it? How are you feeling? Good. I want to make sure you're okay. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Seems like you enjoyed it quite a bit, actually. You came so much. Now, let me clean you up. Wow, you came a lot. You made quite a mess, baby. You made a mess on your tummy and you made a mess in my pussy. Just let me get it all and then we'll cuddle, okay? There you go. Now, come here. Oh, yeah, I'm great. It was everything I wanted. And you? I'm so, so glad. I'm very happy for the both of us. I had so much fun making our fantasy come true. It's no longer a fantasy now. I can't wait for his next visit. He said he can bring friends next time if I want, and I said I'd ask you. Do you mind if he shares me with his friends? All right then, I'll tell him. We'll make it a party next time. But you know that if you feel uncomfortable at any time, just say the word and we'll stop, okay? Okay, I'm so glad I have you. I love you, baby. Now, do you want to go eat something?